I got some so-called friends. Smile right to my face.
Oh, yeah.
All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you on?
Whose side are you on? Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. The show that knows 100% what side you should be on. It's called The Right Side of History. Speaking of history, a helpful quote from Sun Tzu in The Art of War. When an enemy offers distraction or is elusive, pretend to take his lead to discover his intentions. Then strike from knowledge of the ground he is preparing for you. In that way, use his strength to prepare the ground for him. My very special guest is Anne Bressington, who is abreast, as it were, considering your name's Anne Bressington, of the scumbaggery within the Australian government, particularly to do with Agenda 21 protocol. And, of course, if you were listening to this broadcast and you're not in Australia, if you're, say, perhaps in New Zealand or America or the Uber Kingdom, oh, sorry, the UK, you may recognise every single thing that we're talking about here. You know, why? Because Agenda 21 is not just for Australia or New Zealand or America or the Uber Kingdom or Canada or Laos or Cambodia or anything like that. It's for all of us. All of us. And the best way to take down an overarching system is to take individual stands. It's what I've called the tactic of the cactus. A cactus protects itself by covering itself in every direction with individual spines so that it forms a protective blanket so that any time, any scumbag, anywhere tries to attack this little cactus, they get a little prick to remind them. And that's what we all need to be, not to put too fine a point on it, is a bunch of little pricks working together against the scumbaggery.
I love your analogy.
I put the anal analogy. All right, anyway, sorry about that. Right, so where would you like to take it from here? We only have around less than 10 minutes left in the broadcast, and if you have websites, information, or donation drives, or anything that you'd like to use this listenership for, and of course corresponding archives, I encourage you to do so. The show's kind of like a bathtub; doesn't work very well without a plug or two.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd just like to make the point that people who have lost faith in their politicians, I'd just like to tell you about a little bit about my journey. Since that speech went up on YouTube about Agenda 21. And it's not easy for politicians to stick their head up about these kinds of things since that particular video went on YouTube. I've had my Facebook account hacked, and I've had articles put out in my name that I haven't written. I've basically lost control of my Facebook page and had to deactivate the account, which was a shame because I was getting the message out there on that particular page. I've had almost 3 weeks of pounding media, calling me a wingnut, a conspiracy theorist, you know, the whole defame and destroy your character and your standing. And I've basically had to stand with that on my own because, as you can imagine, the major parties love this sort of thing when it happens to an independent. So if you have a politician that is prepared to stand up for you, then, by God, as a community, you need to get behind that person and you need to give them all the support by writing to other members of parliament and letting them know that you support what that politician is saying, that you know that that politician is speaking the truth and that you don't stand for this anymore, because it's tough. It is very tough. People lose sight that members of parliament are also mothers and fathers, aunties, uncles, grandparents, that they have families that are affected by all of the bad media that is put out there. So, number one, it's not easy for politicians to break ranks and speak out about it. You notice that a lot of people, once they're out of parliament, come clean. And that's because they no longer have to worry about having their name and their reputation destroyed, along with their family members being affected by that as well. So that's the first thing. Don't lump all politicians into the one basket. You will find that there are some in there that are in there for the right reasons, and they either stay on that track of truth or they cave under the pressure, and there is a lot of pressure applied internally to people to toe the line. So the second thing is, I guess, to start to work together as a community, as you said, become a bunch of little pricks fighting the skullduggery. Come together as a community and get yourselves organised and go to people who have had successes and listen to what they have to say. What I find with people at the moment is because everybody is so confused, everybody is so fearful that they come up with a wacky plan and think that that is going to get them out of the situation that they're in.
Oh yeah, I've seen many.
Yes, and the other side of that is that when they get somebody that is prepared to give them advice, they want to argue with them, you know, because they need to be right. They need to be the one that's got the smoking gun that's going to crack the system. So we have to get a plan, and that plan must come from people who have done it and done it well and succeeded. So whatever wacky plans you may have, put it on hold until you hear what these people have to say and get the information that you need. Number three is there is a lot of homework to be done on this. There is the need for us as individuals to be familiar with our constitution and our constitutional rights. And when a law is being passed that you don't agree with, that you know is stepping over the line, then as a community, you need to come forward and you need to lobby government by email, by letter, in person. It's time-consuming, I know, but in the long term, you're going to get the gains that you're looking for, because silence is consent, ladies and gentlemen. Silence is consent. And if they always warn us about what they're going to do. About 4 months ago, we had Bob Hawke, former Prime Minister, come out and say that we should do away with state government and have local government recognised in the Constitution. Well, you know, wait for the outcry. No, there was none. So now we have this Senate committee that's being formed to recognise local government in the Constitution to get a way around having a referendum. So they always give you, even if it's only a small little article in the paper or a 5-second bite in the news, they always warn you about what they're intending to do. And we just sit back and pass it off and go, oh, that'll never happen. Well, it does. And we have to be ever alert of the little messages that they're sending us of what their plan is. And then, of course, as I said, we need that plan to actually carry it out and to resist, you know, public disobedience is a necessity, but it has to be, as you said, lawful and peaceful, and using that system against them.
And also, I want to advise people, don't be naive. Just because somebody's coming up with a crazy plan doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Here's the reason I know that. Because how much crazy stuff has already happened? You have a look at history and you have a look at the present, and it'll probably tell you what your future will hold. And in my experience, through my studies, there are nutcases out there. And psychopaths. And they're very, very adept at getting themselves into positions of power, of manipulating other people, and of implementing things that are completely insane. And people pass it off just saying, that's so crazy, it'll never happen. And sure enough, it does. Because they assume that the people passing this crazy legislation aren't crazy themselves. It's not the case, in some cases.
Well, I have to agree. I mean, if you look at the environmental movement and where it started to where it is now, who would have believed 15 years ago that we would be at the point where a rock has the same, you know, as far as the United Nations are concerned, has the same status as a human being? Who would have thought that we have a person like Ted Turner, who is a member of the Club of Rome, saying that we need to reduce the population by 95% because the planet needs to survive? Who would have thought that Mikhail Gorbachev, who is also a member of the Club of Rome, would be one of the people responsible for drafting Agenda 21 and having that rolled out right throughout all over the globe? You know, we've lost sight of who these people are and how much power they have and what their agenda is. And their agenda is not us. It's not looking after us. So we've got to start looking after ourselves. And to think that, you know, we do have psychopaths running the world, no doubt about it, that they have a whole other agenda to what we would believe would be for the continuation of humankind, and they've got to be stopped.
Indeed. Anne Bressington, ladies and gentlemen, man, I've really enjoyed this conversation, and you're a top lady, top Aussie Sheila. Thank you very much for your time. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Remember to get the archives there off the website, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question.